I don't use this method of recording as often as Zoom, so I'm a little rusty. But I think we're recording now, and I'll do my little introduction and then get into some questions. So,
is the sound okay?
Here we go. Yeah, you sound great.
Good. Perfect.
Okay. This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Tom Doyle on the line from Uncharted Ministries. We're going to be talking about some recent tensions in Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah. And I noticed a few days ago, I can't remember which day, but there was the first Israeli airstrike within Lebanon since 2006. They were responding to some fire from Hezbollah. Tom, for the average man on the street, they might not understand why that's a big deal. Can you help us understand some context?
Yeah, well, you know, to put it in context, Israel hasn't had a problem with the government of Lebanon. They have had a problem with the southern area in Lebanon that overlooks Israel that has from time to time been taken over by terrorists. So you had the PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization, that was firing into Israel for years. There was a major conflict. They got booted out. Then Iran filled that vacuum and funded and sent trained soldiers, and they're called Hezbollah, which means party of God. And believe me, it's no party, that's for sure. So they are there to agitate, keep Israel back on their feet, continually threatening them with war. But just recently, Israel has had to respond, and that's been rare because Hezbollah has been in hiding and kept at bay, and so now all of a sudden it's getting worse. So Israel had to respond. So you have Hezbollah in the north from Lebanon attacking, and it's no coincidence that in the south you have Hamas attacking and shooting out rockets into Israel at the same time.
And I want to get into some of what you're hearing from your partners on the ground. But before we get to that, you talked about the north and the south situations that were happening. And I just have to ask, are Lebanon and some of the territories like the Gaza Strip, are they just kind of proxy wars between Iran and Israel?
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. Iran is financing the major terrorist groups in the Gaza Strip. Hamas, Islamic Jihad are two groups that actually hate each other and vie for kind of the leadership in the Gaza Strip. But they're both financed by Iran, and so is Hezbollah in Lebanon, in the Bekaa Valley and southern Lebanon there. So it's a coordinated effort. Iran is typically behind these things. They have a lot of petrodollars. Even though they've been hit hard by the sanctions, they are still the primary funder of terrorism in the Middle East. And that's why you have a peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. What's happened in the Gulf is they have realized Iran is the enemy and not Israel. They may be as Arab Muslims. They don't like Israel. They don't agree with them. But Israel is not trying to take over the holy sites, Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia. Iran is and have made aggressive moves. So really the whole game is changing in the Middle East. And Israel used to be standing against Iran alone. Now there are more joining the cause. And surprisingly, it's some of the Arab Muslim nations.
There's so many questions I have for you. I want to dive into that, but I want to stay on topic with this, you know, where we started. We've explored different headlines and, you know, kind of what's going on from that aspect, but let's switch and let's talk about what's happening on the ground. How does all of this affect Christians? You know, what are they dealing with?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, we just received a call yesterday. We've had several, actually, from one of our leaders in Lebanon, Amir Salam, and he's at the site, and he's dealing with families. And we were super blessed in that to help Lebanon families, Christian families, and and the seminary and the church, over $100,000 came in to help. And he is there, Amir, with the families, hearing their stories, helping them. And it's a very sad situation in the ground. What makes it worse is that you have a major power group in Lebanon, Hezbollah, that is not motivated to help the people. They say they're the great defenders of the people, but they're not there. They're not there to do anything constructive. They certainly don't send first responders. In fact, Israel wanted to come into Lebanon. And of course, because of the strong Hezbollah element, that was denied. But so what happens in a situation like this is there are no first responders. There's no help from Hezbollah. They just want to further exploit the chaos. So in the midst of Lebanon trying to rebuild, and they've been hit by COVID, and they've been hit by massive inflation, and they've been hit by the collapse of the government, and then this horrible explosion that was not a result of, it was not a act of terrorism, but was actually a result of terrorism, because it was where Hezbollah was storing 27 metric tons of explosives, basically fertilizer. And so instead of help build or whatever, they see it to their advantage as a time to attack even further. And so it just brings more destruction into the lives of people and those who are innocent in this nation that's struggling. So you have that going on in Lebanon. Then in the south, this morning, Katie, I just woke up and we received correspondence from one of our Muslim background believer families in Gaza. And of course, they're trapped and hardly any medical care there. Israel sends in lots of medicine and things like that. But there's an outbreak of the coronavirus in the Gaza Strip. And so for people living in refugee camps and tents, it's just going to spread like wildfire. So they were asking us to pray for them. They've come to know Jesus as Savior, but they live in incredibly horrific, terrible conditions. And they were asking for prayer. And so they're saying, just pray for it. They can't immigrate. They can't get out of the Gaza Strip. They're stuck in a 6-mile wide, 26-mile long piece of land. And from time to time, there's Israel responses going back and forth with Hezbollah. And it's just a extremely difficult place to live in.
So as our listeners and our readers come across this story and get this information, what can they do to respond? How would you ask them to help?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good point, Katie. And I think first, we have to train our mind to think beyond the headlines. This is a physical war on the ground there, but it's really a spiritual war raging in the heavenlies. And we know that Muslims are coming to faith in Christ. Satan doesn't like that. He also wants to lash out not only at the church, but at Israel. He's going after both of God's programs, the church and Israel. But there are believers on the ground that are really making a difference and standing firm for Christ. And so please pray for the dear people of Lebanon. Pray for the believers. Pray for those that have yet to come to faith in Christ. Pray for Muslims. Pray for Hezbollah. My wife Joanne's ministry, Not Forgotten, actually did a women's seminar in southern Lebanon, and many Hezbollah wives actually attended and were quite open to the gospel, surprisingly. So pray for the move of the Holy Spirit to just come over Lebanon, this biblical land that supplied the cedars of Lebanon to build not just one temple, but both of them. Pray for the people there that that there would be a revival and that many would make Jesus their Lord and Savior. So pray for them. If people do want to help, they can get on the Uncharted website, unchartedministries.com. Our first story shows a little boy from Lebanon with a Band-Aid on his head and on his forehead, and a couple of stories of some of the miracles that happened in Lebanon during that horrific blast, and an opportunity for you to give. And we just want to say this, as always with Uncharted, in the midst of natural disasters or wars or whatever, 100% of what people give goes straight to the people in need. There's nothing taken out by the ministry we cover all wire transfers, all of that. You give $100, $100 will bless people out there on the front lines. So pray, and this would be a great time to give. I think the body of Christ is growing and coming together in Lebanon, and we look for God to do great things in that other land of the Bible soon.
Amen. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I can't think of anything, Katie. I think that's it.
Okay, great. I'll end the recording.
So listen, here's another interview.